For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is the Bet Like Mike Show in DailySports.com. My name is John Jansen. Follow me right there. You can see it at JJansen34. And also the star of the show, every day, Mike North at North to North, who, if it wasn't for Mike, this show probably wouldn't have done so well. Well, maybe mostly because of me. I didn't do well for the NBA Finals, Mike North, but I heard you had some good bets.
I had some good bets.
Chris Paul, which is was a good thing yesterday.
Yeah, he was horrible.
Bad, really, you know, bad.
I mean, he had no idea where he was throwing the ball.
Nope.
I had under 8.5 assists. Crowder would hit a, you know, 2 or 3 baskets. Excuse me, I have a cold. Crowder would hit like 2 or 3 pointers.
Yeah.
But he ended up with 7. 22.5 points, I had the under. That was in. I also had Booker over 35.5 points, assists, and rebounds. Thank God he got 41 points, because like we were talking about, not many assists or rebounds.
Yeah.
I had a great night. Took the Bucks. The only one I lost was the over. The Bucks look good. They look like the team now to beat. Middleton and the Freak got it done last night with some help. I mean, look. Drew Holiday had a horrible game.
Yeah, but Drew Holiday had a bad game.
But he played good on defense. So, you know what? They look like they're in charge now. I mean, but you know what? Each team did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah. Yeah, won their home games. Exactly how they were supposed to do it. Now it's just which one. Again, we've been talking about this. You know, which one's going to throw that really first big knockout punch. And now it's the Suns have to kind of hold serve here and try and make sure that they don't lose here at home in Phoenix for game 5. But that's going to be the tough one. But, yeah, I just – with the Bucks, it's the same thing with the Suns. You know, after the Suns' first 2 games and they won, you know, it was all this Suns team is great. They're a little bit too much for Milwaukee. And then Milwaukee came back, won the next 2. I don't want to say that Milwaukee now is the favorite, should be the favorite, or that they have the advantage now. Look, Chris Middleton's not going to put up 40 every game. And Chris Middleton's going to, frankly, have to do this on the road. It's just Giannis has been great, and that's the one thing that stays consistent throughout. Giannis has been spectacular, and he's the best player on the floor at all times in this series. It's just, can Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday do enough? Chris Middleton did enough in the 2 home games, but that means he's going to have to do it on the road, which he hasn't been.
Well, what did I tell everybody yesterday? And you listen to the fastest 20 minutes in sports. It's all about Ayton, and Ayton did not have a good night. I mean, he did not put up points. He got his usual 10, 11, 12 rebounds. But they need more out of him. And I'm wondering, can Paul and Booker coexist at the same time? Can they? Because Paul started playing better when Booker was on the bench with foul trouble. But they're going to have to figure out a way. They're sharing the ball. To me, Chris Paul played a horrible game. Everybody was ready to give him the championship. I've always said he's a regular season hero, but you got to show me. Yeah. And right now, at 2 apiece, you said something, John. The Freak is the only guy you can count on.
Yeah.
That's why I think they're the favorite. You don't know what Booker's going to do. You don't know what Holiday's going to do. You don't know what a lot of these people are going to do, but you know what the Freak's going to do.
Yeah, that is completely fair that, you know, since they do have the best player, the most consistent player, that you can expect consistency out of them. So, yeah, it's fair. Look, this series was always going to be tough, you know, when the Suns went up 2-0. It wasn't over.
They wanted to blow it up!
Right, yes. Everybody was saying that this was over, that Milwaukee wasn't good, you know, that the Suns team was just going to roll through this series, Suns in 4,
right.
Suns in 5. Well, it's probably going to be 7. I still think the Suns, but I think Suns in 7. So I I think this series is obviously far from over and out.
I'll tell you what, if it comes down to game seven, now here's another thing you got to be careful of. They said last night one of the refs was roughing his first time ever in the finals. He should no longer be allowed to ref. None of the three guys that ref last night, Booker, I counted them. Yeah. There wasn't one foul that was excessive not called. There were three. That guy was allowed to commit eight fouls last night. The two of the last three, blatant. And they just let it slide. And there's a lot of questions about that today. On the road, they're getting those calls. So I give Milwaukee all the credit in the world. I will stay with Milwaukee on this. I think the Freak's the best player in the game. I think Ayton, maybe now, going through the whole process of the playoffs for him, and expectations are starting to wear him down. So we'll see what happens. I have no problem. I have no problem. Holiday, a big issue. Defensively, he's saving himself. I like Middleton. I don't know if he's going to get 40, but I like the fact that they had him as far as the most shots on the team yesterday with 33.
Yeah, and with the Suns, you know, it feels like if one piece falls apart, then, you know, the entire team kind of goes wayside. They all five need to be playing together. And I think Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton are the ones specifically joined at the hip because of the pick and roll. And if Chris Paul isn't playing well, that means it's going to directly affect how DeAndre Ayton is playing. So if they figured out a way to stop that pick and roll, or Milwaukee figured out a way to make Chris Paul uncomfortable, then yeah, that's going to be a problem, but we'll see. Maybe it's just Chris Paul having a bad game, but no, if Milwaukee did figure something out and how to stop that pick and roll, and specifically how to stop Chris Paul, then yeah, this is going to be a really long series.
I think Phoenix has to figure some things out too. Right, not just Milwaukee about figuring out what to do about
Phoenix. Milwaukee figured it out. Phoenix is going to have to kind of counter that for sure.
All right, well, let's counter this. Let's talk about the Open. I think that, first of all, Dustin Johnson, I said yesterday he'd have a pretty good start. It seems like he has. There's others like Harmon and other players that have done better. But this is the kind of start that he wanted. I think he was -2 or something like that. I've already put in a bet for today. I put in a bet at 4 a.m.
Nice.
Tommy Fleetwood to beat Shane Lowry. Now, Fleetwood's playing now. Lowry played earlier. He's +1 as far as Lowry for the day. So I'm hoping that Fleetwood could play better. He's playing now. Seems to be doing okay. Last time I looked, he was -1. Rory's hanging in there. Koepka's hanging in there. So this looks like it's going to be a good weekend.
Yeah, it does. It's so far so good. Is that the earliest bet you've ever placed, by the way?
Oh, my God, yes. I mean, I was up this morning at 3:15. They're playing. You know? They're playing. I was in my glory. You know, I was in my glory. I'm typing shit into my book. I'm going, hey, give me that guy, Tommy Fleetwood, at +120. So yeah, we'll see.
So far, it's been so good. You know, a lot of good names at the top. You know, it's a nice little cluster at the top, too. So, yeah, so far, so good for the Open Championship. Not that I woke up early enough to watch any of it.
Have you seen any of it yet, my friend?
No, I have not. I have not. That's too early. Like maybe after this show and I'm done and I'm posting everything, I'll be able to have some time and see what's going on and look.
Right.
Too early. Way too early. For
Justin Rose played okay today. Spieth is playing really, really good. And, you know, the media fawns over him. So it's going to be not only the rest of today that they're going to be going, boy, that Justin Spieth, boy, is he something else? Is he great? Is he something? I saw Phil tee off today. I should probably get the leaderboard up to let everybody know what exactly.
Yeah, I can get that up as well.
Tell me what's going on with the leaderboard, handsome.
Yeah, and this is all in progress. Let me get it up real quick.
Sure.
For the Open. Yeah, and Jordan Spieth had a very good opening round. Louis Oosthuizen is at the top.
Here he goes again. He's had a pretty good year.
Spieth and Brian Harmon. I did hear, I think it was Joel at Draftmaster Flex for Win Daily Sports told me about Brian Harmon. He is 4 under. Dylan Fratelli, he is at 4 under, along with Andy Hughes and Stuart Sink, Andy Sullivan, and a plethora of golfers also at 3 under. Victor Hovland at 2 under. I know he was up there. So is Dustin Johnson. Those are final right now. And so, yeah.
So the leader is about what? The leader is -6?
Yeah, leader is 6 under, and that is Louis Oosthuizen right now.
Well, it's going to be a great, great Open. I love the course. I didn't like the fact the weather seemed reasonable. I want wind. There was wind.
You want a hurricane wind going through.
I want rain in their face. I want issues with their equipment, you know, umbrellas going inside out. And I think we'll get that. I mean, the place is right on the ocean. So,
yeah,
I think that's outstanding. Now,
isn't that with the Open? You just want bad weather. Is that, does that sound bad? Like, I just want it to be bad weather
because they're not wusses.
Right. That's what it's all built to be, like this dreary, rainy, windy type of course. Like, give me that. That's what I want now. This is the unique, right, the uniqueness of the course, and I want that.
I mean, the Masters, you got to have the birds.
Yeah, has that sunny, beautiful, gorgeous setting down.
The,
you know,
birds sloping. Right. You know, the PGA, you show the skyline of wherever they're at. Right.
The Open's here, never going to compete with that. You know, you might as well just do it absolutely the opposite.
That's right. And that's exactly what the Open is, ladies and gentlemen, or as I call it, the British Open. Now, we are 5 minutes away, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, from picks. Good day yesterday. We'll have another one today. Boston Red Sox in first place in the American League East, John. But Tampa Bay, one down in the loss column, a game and a half. And the rest, Toronto, the Yankees, they're both 8 out. I'm not saying they're out of it. I'm not saying they're in it. But 8 isn't a whole lot. It's really 2 weeks. If somebody gets hot, that's the Chicago Cubs. They got cold and Milwaukee got hot, and that was the end of that. How are you seeing this? I think I'm liking cash in Tampa Bay to win this thing.
I love Tampa Bay because they are set up, especially for the regular season. You know, they are set up for a long season. They have so many different options in the bullpen. Now, do they have a better lineup than the Red Sox? No. And the starting rotation is good, but not great. But the thing is that they are deep. This is a very, very deep and talented team. So, you know, they are able to withstand some long stretches and I think be able to win consistently. Tampa Bay's just set up for it. The Red Sox, look, the lineup's great. The lineup has been mashing all season, and it's been honestly picking up what has been a dreadful, dreadful starting rotation. So if the starting rotation, you know, continues the way it is, yeah, the Red Sox will have a shot, but I just think there's some regression due for a lot of those guys, and I don't think that starting rotation is any good. And, you know, if the Red Sox lineup, if they regress even a little
bit. All right, forget about it. Let's move on. All right, yeah. We got the point. Boston's in trouble. All right, White Sox against Cleveland. Basically, Cleveland 8 out. White Sox right now are minus 1,600 to win the division. I say right now this is over with. I mean, they've gone through 4 or 5 different guys hurt in the lineup. I think this.
Oh, no. We lost Mike North. We'll get Mike back here on Win Daily. But, yes, not looking pretty good for the rest of the AL, especially the AL Central, because the Chicago White Sox look good. Look, run differential of plus 117. They won 5 games. Let me get this border out of here. But they won 5 games as well. So, in going into the All-Star break. So, the Chicago White Sox, to me, leading that division and will keep hold of it. The Houston Astros, I think, will keep hold of their division as well. Yes, Oakland, pretty good. 52-40, only 3.5 games back. That lineup potential is absolutely way too good for the Oakland Athletics, I think, to keep up with. And the Angels, look, they're getting Mike Trout back. Shohei Ohtani is the most exciting thing in baseball, but the rest of that team is garbage. The one division, because the Brewers, you know, I don't know if they keep that one. The Cardinals could obviously come out of nowhere again and get things corrected. And not only the Cardinals getting things corrected, but the Reds lineup is great with Winker and Castellanos. Cubs, probably not. And then even the West, you know, it's tight with the Giants, Dodgers, and Padres, but all of those are priced accordingly, so there's not really a play there unless you want to bet the Giants, but you lost, I think, most of the value that you'd be wanting with the Giants. There's only one futures bet that you could potentially look at here in the National League. That would be the East, but the problem is I just can't find it. Whether that is the Phillies at plus 700, the Braves at plus 650, or the Nationals at plus 750, I can't find it. The Nationals, Their last 10 games are 2-8 heading to the All-Star break. They went on a 19-9 run, I think. They were doing very well, but they just don't have, I think, the talent and what it takes to make that kind of run again and to catch up to the Mets. The Braves, look, they just it's becoming too high of a mountain to climb here, because when you lose your best players, Mike North, it is never going to end up well for you. And unfortunately, the Braves have lost one too many of them, and I don't think they could take that. But
did you know you lost me now? Did you know
yes,
you lost
I did.
Me?
I did.
Did you tell you the show?
I had to keep the train rolling. So I just went through the divisions, and I said the only one that really I think is going to be tough to handicap, because there is a potential that one of these teams can get over them. It's the NL East. But it's just trying to figure out, do you like the Braves, Phillies, or Nationals to take over for the Mets? And I can't find which one.
I'll tell you what, the Braves are a disappointment. The Phillies are a surprise. Girardi has them on a steady 44-44 diet right now. The Mets, by no illusions, are going to win, just walk off with this thing. I do like the fact I still think the Cubs can make some noise. The Reds, only four back. Milwaukee, a shockingly big surprise. I think you probably talked about this, John. The Dodgers and the Giants,
yeah,
with the Padres breathing down their throat, seems to be maybe the best race in all baseball out of the West Coast.
Yeah, it is. It's for sure. But I think the problem with me is it is all very, very much priced accordingly. The Dodgers are still the favorite, so you're getting maybe a slight value in them, and they've gone down from, because they were huge favorites heading into the season to win that division. But it's still not enough, because at this point, who am I to say that the Giants can't end up winning this division, or the Padres? Because the only thing with the Dodgers was you knew they were going to be good.
Oh!
Greenyard does not like us today, Mike North. It is.
It's not our end. I know
no,
that.
It is bouncing us out of here like we're stumbling.
All right, let's give our picks out, because I'm sure
let's
that
do it before they kick us out again.
I'm just taking the Yankees money line.
Are you? Oh, can I compete against you?
Of course.
I'll take the Red
Sox. You like Boston plus the 150 or 160?
Yeah, it is on the road. I get that, but the Boston Red Sox was just a better team. The thing is, we'd have to see. I don't know who's starting for the Yankees.
Look, don't start that. Who cares? I don't care. Do you think
but if it's Garrett Cole, the only one I'd care about is Garrett Cole. So
he's been meat lately. They'll get him.
But I'd want to get plus. I want to get a better price than plus one.
Right, yeah, okay, whatever price you get, are you going to take Boston, or you think that maybe you may not want to do it?
In other words, I'm going to take Boston. Yes, unless Garrett Cole starts.
You can't be giving out picks. Maybe I'll take him. Maybe I won't. Yeah, I don't care if they bring out the grave. If they dig the grave for Whitey Ford for me, if they put a corpse out there.
Well, if they put a corpse out there, I'll definitely take the Red Sox.
Right. I'm going to take the New York Yankees, and then we're going to get the hell out of here. You got Boston, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. I don't have anything else. I might throw a little couch change on the under, but I don't want to give that out. I might lean that way.
I don't want to put too much into just one MLB game, no, for sure.
All right, let's get the hell out of there. We're not happy. We're not happy with them today.
No,
they did good to us. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, but we were preempted. But we had you for most of it, right?
Yeah.
You carried the show.
Oh, yeah. We
what did you do? What happened? Did the picture go blank?
No, it just kicked you out, and then it blew, basically they had to see a little bit more of me. My face got blown up.
You are a young and handsome young man.
No, I don't know about that. We'll see. The numbers went down as soon as that happened. I'll say that.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Tomorrow, we're going to have a full schedule of baseball. I know that it's tough for the players to come back. I mean, I know the Yankee players at Boston are complaining that they had to come back the day after. You know what I mean? Or a couple of days later. But we'll have a full big tomorrow, Friday.
Fine.
All right?
Oh,
it's been like a disaster. This show was a disaster. We couldn't out of our control, right?
Yes, it has been. But you know what? Disaster shows are always the best.
They're always good.
Always keeps you on your toes, Mike North.
Yeah, just tune in to see the catastrophe. Thanks, Johnny. Let's get the hell out of here before it's too late.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.